Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to
Heart. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's a God who's forever there, forever trustworthy, forever present. And yes, he did mention it, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And he keeps that promise. He's right there with you. I know somebody was sharing about his experience of going through an accident, and he says, I could audibly hear the voice of the Lord. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng, and this is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Gave you the sound of Minister Spokes and the song He Will Never Leave Me, Akeke Antluhela, and before Lebus Khobela, You Reign Forever. Now, family, in the previous weeks, we've been with Masiviwe. And they brought us an experience that one would have when they are talking to a counselor at the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. And they wanted you and I to realize and remember that we have support, and we need not to be afraid of calling in and getting help. There is help, and it needs not to be something that we can scratch our heads about, or even be afraid to talk to someone about the challenges and difficult things that we are going through. But there is help out there. Now, yes, last week we were on suicide, but this week we are on men's mental health. And now it's time to talk about that mental health, brought to you by Masiviwe, a movement for mental health, and the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, funded through the Foundation of Professional Development, FPD. This week we are talking men and mental health. Health, because many men avoid seeking help and talking about their mental health. Changing these attitudes, my family, can help change our society. And today, my family, you can share your experiences as men. You can just send us on our WhatsApp line, 0826572729, and share your experiences on what we are talking about today. But in this series, what we want to show is that talking about how you feel shouldn't feel scary, as I said, or overwhelming. We also want to give you a taste of what counseling would be like. Each week, we will listen to a scenario between a lay counselor on the one of South African Depression and Anxiety Group's mental health helplines, and a caller. And each call will highlight the real experiences people have in South Africa with their mental health. So we would love to hear your comments about today's program. Please remember to send your questions and comments to 0826572729, which is our Telegram line and our WhatsApp line. So today we have a man calling in who is struggling. And let's take a listen to what goes down as he talks to one of the South African Depression and Anxiety Group mental health's helplines.
Hi, I'm Tevin. I'm a lay counselor from SADC. How can I help you today?
I'm trying to get help, you know. I've been suffering quite a lot, yeah.
Okay, no, I'm really sorry to hear that. Well, what's been going on?
I don't know what to say. I don't like to talk about my problems.
Well, let's just start with, why did you call today?
Okay, I lost my job. My boss, you know, he was sort of caught up with this corruption thing. Then I also got blamed. Since then, I can't find any work. I wish life could be fairer to people. It's affected me badly what happened, you know. I just feel this anger, this fire.
Okay. No, I can hear you feeling very angry at this moment, and there's a lot of emotions coming up. Would you mind telling me a little bit more about what's been happening?
I have nothing to do. You know, I feel useless. I can't provide for them. My wife, she doesn't even understand my explanations. I've been trying to look for work, you understand, Tevin? But there's nothing, you know. Now, you know, she's gone with the kids. I don't even know why God gave me breath to live.
No, I'm really sorry to hear that you're going through that. It sounds like it's a very difficult situation. And why exactly did your wife leave? Did something happen?
Yeah, you know, we had a fight, you know. It breaks me not to be able to provide for them. Seeing her go to work made me feel like a failure, She's just always telling me, you know, to drop off my CVs as if I'm not doing enough on my own. She makes me feel like I'm not even trying. The last time I just lost it. I shouted, I said she must just leave if she doesn't think I'm enough of a man, you know, Tevin. So she packed up and she left, man.
No, it sounds like things have been difficult between the two of you ever since you lost your job. So how did you end up feeling after you had that fight with your wife?
Yeah, I didn't feel good, eh? I was frustrated, but not just at her, but at the whole situation. I just didn't know how to explain that, so I just exploded, man. I could see she was scared by me, and I hate myself for that. I would never have hurt her, but my son, he saw me get so cross and started crying. It just makes it all so worse, eh?
Sure, no, that really does sound hard. I just have to say, well done for opening up. I can see that you're reflecting on your actions, and this really does take a lot of strength. And you can't control the fact that you're going to have these kinds of thoughts, but you can control how you react to the thoughts and feelings. So what do you usually do when you start to feel angry?
To be honest, you know, I will drink, you know, to try and calm down.
Okay. And has that been helpful for you?
No. Not at all. It just makes it worse. I get so bitter and I say these things that I don't even mean.
No, it's good that you realize that alcohol hasn't been a healthy way to cope. So often people turn to alcohol as a way to try and escape or numb the feelings and thoughts. But the issue is that the feelings end up taking control of how the person acts, which just adds an extra unnecessary difficult feelings into the mix. It's really not helpful.
Yeah, I, you're right, you know, I just want to stop feeling like, I just want to take the anger away.
Of course, I understand why you're feeling this way, but I think it's really important to remember that having difficult feelings is a very normal part of life, especially when you're going through such tough times. Trying to just not have these feelings isn't really within your control. So it's better to try and shift your focus to things you can do to manage them more effectively, if that makes sense.
Manage them? My brother, what do you mean there?
Okay, so for starters, it's very important to pause before reacting to how you're feeling. It's easy to say something you regret in the heat of an argument. So taking a few moments to calm down before you respond can actually help you express your concerns better.
Yeah, I hear you, but I'm not sure I can do that, you know. When I'm upset, it is very difficult for me just to calm down, especially when she's just, you know, going at me.
No, that's perfectly understandable. So if you want, we can work on some strategies now together and how you can help yourself.
Yeah, sure. Let's do that, yeah.
Okay, so one thing to do could be to try and physically remove yourself from the conversation to help you avoid saying things you may regret later, if that makes sense.
Like, what do you mean? Like removing myself from the room?
Yes, exactly. And then before going back, you can take some time to reduce your anger levels so you can think a little bit more clearly before reacting. This can look like taking a walk, exercising, or just doing any physical activity.
So I do like running, you know, it helps me clear my head.
No, that's perfect. Running is a great way to give you a space to clear your head. In addition to that, practicing relaxation tools can also help you calm down in the moment.
Relaxation tools? Like what?
Okay, so learning how to take control of what you pay attention to can really help. So instead of just focusing on the thoughts or the situation that is fueling your anger, try and shift your focus to something that has a relaxing effect instead.
Okay, like what?
So this can look like imagining you're in a relaxed scenario or setting, or maybe just focusing on a phrase that calms you down, such as take it easy or just breathe, and then counting to 10 breaths.
Take it easy. I hope I don't have to say it out loud, you know, people will think I've lost it.
No, of course. It's just for yourself. It's just something you say in your mind. And while you're doing that, you can just focus on taking deep breaths in and out.
Okay. And then what?
Well, then once you feel calmer, you can return to the conversation.
All right. And now, what about my wife? You know, what should I do? How can I try and fix things?
So, in terms of your current situation, I think you really need to have a conversation with her. And it's really important that you are just as honest with her as you were with me today. You need to try and help her understand what led you to behave the way you did. So explaining is the first part. And the second part, which can be quite challenging, is actually taking accountability and apologizing for your behavior. And the last step would be to acknowledge that you need to work on how you manage your difficult emotions and how you are planning to do so.
Yeah, no, I can try that, but, you know, what if it doesn't work?
So it does sound as though you're not the only reason for why things got so heated. So in order to work on the relationship, you may actually benefit from couples therapy, just so you get a space where you can help with how you communicate together as a couple.
Couples therapy? I don't want people knowing my business, man.
No, I understand. And it's important that we do keep things private. However, it can really help to have someone mediate the conversation between you and your wife. Just like the call we're having right now, going for counseling is confidential, and you are allowed to ask your counselor how the confidentiality works.
Okay. Maybe that I could try. You know, I could try that. But remember, I'm not working. You know, how must I pay for all of this?
So there are actually many places where you can do this for completely free of charge. And I can look for some places for you. Would you like that?
No, that would be great. Yeah, that would be good.
Awesome. And while I'm looking, can I also look for counseling or maybe psychology services for you to use personally? And even a support group where you can meet with other men just to talk about what you've been going through.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man.
Okay, well, you really have been through a difficult time, and working on yourself will also help mend your relationships.
I guess if you give me the numbers, I will think about it.
Okay, that's all I'm asking you to do. I understand that talking to a stranger can be very overwhelming, and the steps you took today shows a lot of strength.
Yeah, I was nervous to call, you know, but actually wasn't as scary like I thought. Talking, it made me feel a bit less alone in all of this.
Okay, no, I'm really glad to hear that, and I'm really glad I got to speak to you today. What you just heard was a man calling in who was struggling with his mental health and was impacting his relationships. I am Tevin, a lay counselor with the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. I help give you hope and then link you to places where you can get the help you need. Lay counselors like us are your emotional paramedics. We give you emotional first aid support. Many men in our society don't reach out for help when they are struggling. And there's many reasons for this. Often, not wanting to be seen as weak or vulnerable. The problem with this is, when they keep everything bottled up inside, it can make them feel even worse, increasing mental health issues. There are so many angry men who lose control of their behavior, impacting their relationships and others. Men, just like any other human, experience difficult emotions. Men need support in learning how to cope with them so they can express their emotions and communicate in healthier ways. Helping men learn to manage feelings like anger is vital in breaking the cycle of violence and making homes and communities safer for everyone. But the first step is reaching out for help. And there is help out there. Talk to someone. Don't sit with these thoughts alone. Whether it be a healthcare practitioner or an employee assistance practitioner, if you have one where you work, talk to a counselor or even call a mental health helpline. You are not alone.
Thank you so much, Tevin, for helping us understand why is it so important that men talk about their mental health and learn healthy tools to cope with difficult emotions like anger. And we would love to hear from you, my family, at Radio Pulpit. We'd like to get your feedback or questions. Send us a voice note or a question to 0826572729. In the final episode of this series, we'll dedicate the time to answering some of your questions. I love how Tevin has been very calm. He never made the caller feel like, yo, Luena, you made it worse. But no, he was really calm from the beginning to the end, supportive as well. And this is what you can experience when you're calling one of our counselors at the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. So next week, we'll be talking about maternal mental health. And to find out more about the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, go to their site, www.depression.org. sadag.org or call them on 0800-456-789. 0800-456-789. For more information on mental health, how to find help in the area or in your area where you you can just go to www.masiviwe.org.za or find them on social media. And remember, family, that this program was supported by the grant of cooperative agreement number GH002393/3, funded by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The contents are solely the responsibility of the producers and do not necessarily represent the official views of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention or the Department of Health and Human Sciences.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook yeyoluntu lonke.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.